Liam, was I wanted to get right in here with you. And I thought that if we maybe took a little time to move the attention into the throat, so that we could soften this. This is connected to this. This little pressure here is connected to the back. It is connected to this little thing that goes off to the side with you. Let's see whether we can get at it from, you know, from yet another spot in the body. So, one thing I'd like, without your squeezing your fingers, is to bring the chair out so I can get behind you, away from the wall. Like so. Yeah. What I'd like you to do, what I'd like is, see, we go with the shoulder, we go to the back. You know that little thing that's eating right there, the post right here? Yeah, so it's a very active place in your body. And I think it should be less active. Good. So, what I want you to do is really close your eyes, and I'd like you to soften, to feel a softness coming in. I don't know what to call this big soft, I guess. Just feel a softness right around this area. And, you know, sort of don't try it too much. Let's experiment with it. And let's see whether, instead of, you know, my telling you, I don't bend the neck back, you know, don't do this, and just soften this area. And when you soften it, going to happen is that there's auxiliary softening is going to occur. And this will soften, and this will soften, and this will soften. Because it starts right here. So, and see now it's pulsing less. So you see it's a very self-conscious area. And when I first touched it, it was literally, could you tell?
Yeah,
and it shouldn't. I mean, sure, there's a pulse there, but it should not be that active. So what I'd like you to do is make that part of your body less active and think about it being less active. So what you have is this. You've got this esophagus, and I'd like the muscles around it to just soften and settle down. And that's really the first requirement. And breathe. I'd like you to breathe out on it. That's it. And then when the air comes back, feel this widening. Feel this moving wide across the chest. So then breathe out and just feel a slight pressure of air here, but nothing here. That's the idea. See how much you've gotten there with no activity in here? Yeah. See, so that, go breathe again. And now what I'd like you to do is take the idea that when the air comes in, that this part of the cage is so flexible, see, instead of being really, this is concave, that it's so flexible that it can move out. Like, if this were my chest, look at my hand, if this were my chest, see it concave? Now look, when the breath moves through it, did you feel the hand sort of move? Yes. Now, this will in time, but when I say in time, I mean 15 years. But you're still young. No. This will in time soften and begin to move to accommodate that breath that moves through the body. So that's what I want, is in the chest, instead of being really sunken in and locked, so that it never moves when you move. You see, it's iron flash. What I want is for the first thought to come into the mind that this is soft, right where my pieces. See, and then the muscles on the outside are soft. Breathe out. Just keep breathing. Yeah, and then this time take the idea that when you feel the air coming up, say to yourself, be aware that the chest can actually move with the incoming air. It can move, it can open up to accommodate the air, like that. That's the idea. Do you feel it happening? Good. Okay. That's the whole, that's this part of the lesson. We've got it.
Did you see how fully
the chest just sort of moved with the air? You weren't making move. You just kind of released the hold on it. And the thing just opened up and became a little larger and fuller. And then when the air went out, it went back in. It's exactly the way it should, because everything in life should sort of release a little bit and then close in and release out and then close in. So that one day, because it's used to movement, it may even take a sort of a more splendid position between the two shoulders. It may just be more open to the world, more allowing to the world. That's lovely, and you did feel it yourself. Now what I'd like to do is walk back and forth, and this time, take a few times, because it won't happen at once, it'll get crazy and it'll deny, you know. Walk and see whether, as you breathe, whether the chest just wouldn't let you breathe a little bit and move in and out. It's like water wings, you know, they just kind of gently move in and out. First start at standing up, and then now you can push the chair to the wall so it doesn't get in your way. No, don't do it yet. Stand yet. Stand still and do it. See, it's not ready. I think standing is such a complicated thing to do that what you were practicing in the chair, you really have to practice twice more when you stand. And soften in the throat.
There's something very frightening about this.
About right softening.
Here. It feels like that this is like there's a separation. And it is separate, but it's like I don't want it to be.
Yes, there is. Yes. Okay, see, Glia, the pressing down that you do in that part is really making you press the corners of your lips, making you press the back. And what I want is to release that pressure. And if you just think softness, you're going to get it. It's going to then soften the jawline. So breathe. Don't do it too conscientiously. Okay. It won't, you know, respond to that kind of seriousness. That's nice. That's it. Okay, let me show you. See, when there is a complication, when the mind is saying the thing, you know, is doing something funny and I'm scared, then we stop doing the second thing and just stay with that first thing, one thing at a time. So now I want just that, and I don't want you to think about the chest.
Okay.
We're not ready for it. What I want is a softness, and then as the air comes in, I'd like you to walk back and forth across the room, knowing that this thing is being soft for two lengths. I want you to think about this through the day. So that when you're driving the car, I want you to give thought and then just suddenly soften right in here. And as you soften that, you just kind of drop the jaw, the chin a little bit, and everything suddenly becomes light in this area instead of rigid in that area. That's what I want. Okay. And I'd like that to become, I would like you to do it so many times. You can't do it when you don't think about it, so don't hate yourself. But wherever you think about it, bring it into your life. So that if by the end of the week, you're saying to yourself, know, 16 times a day.
Right.
Yeah, release that. All right. That's good. What were we doing the last week?
We were doing the breathing, with the We were reading. We were doing the ship business.
Yeah, but
with the breathing.
With the coordinated breath.
Yes, and then we did three words in the
Big deal.
And
yeah.
Oh yeah, and then we did the 4 points. We did that.
Great.
Uh-huh. And we did the 4 to 7 thing.
Oh, how did that work?
That was fine.
And you did the audition, the interview well?
Yes.
Good, good. Put the book away. I'd like to do the breathing. I'd like to get that coordinated breath. See, one of the things that I noticed with everyone is that until you really feel the physical pleasure of that breath sort of moving right up to the word, and the word, as it were, breaking out into space, that's true physical pleasure. And until you feel that pleasure, everything you do here will be obedient, you know. And if it's what the heck is going on in that? Oh, that's the landlord playing the flute.
Don't tell.
No. Okay. Look, I'd like you to watch me, and I'd like you to see the rhythm that I happen to fall into, because I happen to be feeling the breath as it moves through my body back up to the word. So this is where I put my attention. No alphabet words. What I'm doing is I'm releasing myself away from theory as I have given it to you. Mm-hmm. Now, pretending that I'm you, what I'm going to do is go to body language, go to another kind of talking. It would be I went to typing. That's another kind of talking. Okay. Or French. That's talking in another language. Now I'm going into the body. What I'm going to feel is the little F place and the slight pressure of air as it passes over my lips. So this is all I think about. I don't think about doing it well. I don't think about, will I do it right? All I do is this. And the little, when I say the F sound, but now it's just going to be a shape that goes. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be this. Blah blah. Just that much, that we bring you from just the air into two consonants. Mm-hmm. And then we'll go to the sentence. Let me see you try that. And you'll do it a couple of times, say yes that, until it feels good. Mm-hmm. The first two, did you notice how calm they were? Those were beautiful. When you came to the blah blah, your habit of not having breath move right up to the consonant.
It stopped.
Exactly. Can you feel it?
Yes.
So what you did was you sat on it, and then it was no longer pleasurable.
Right.
But how did you feel about the first two?
Yeah, I felt like I was connected.
Exactly.
That's the thing I'm starting to feel a little bit. And it does, it's actually fun. It's like, oh, I see. I'm actually connected to this breath.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? New idea.
I know, it is thrilling.
But it is. I mean, and when I feel like crazy or something, I'm starting to remember that I'm connected to myself.
Yeah.
And if I can just stay with that, then I don't.
It's
so nuts.
That's, you know, I'm doing the same thing in the area where I have to work so hard. When I walk, and my walking is really interesting, getting to be I might even be able to walk one of these days. But now I do this intense thing where, as I walk, I'm like the little Halloween, the skeleton of the. I even have a little loop up here, to hang me up on the wall. But I actually know that the pelvic bones are connected to certain bones that go down the front part of the foot, and then I see the. And I'm doing it, and I know that I'm connected.
You know what else there is in there, don't you? You know the psoas muscle? The psoas muscle goes way up in here, and it connects into the legs. So actually, do you ever see Fred Astaire in Easter Parade?
No.
Okay, well, Fred Astaire always danced from up here. You can walk from up here.
Yes. I know that. That muscle from my Alexander teacher.
So you can connect that to your...
Exactly.
So you can walk from up in here, and in fact, that's actually what...
Yes, they have... But you see, that's more subtle than I was ready for. But that's fabulous for me to think about.
You can actually have one of your people show you an anatomy book and show you that muscle.
Mm-hmm. I do have anatomy charts, which I will look up. Okay, so yes, for me also, that sort of thrilling notion that everything's connected is very much the same as you being connected to the breath. Mm-hmm. It's odd how we overlook it.
I know.
Or how we go without being aware of it. Now I want to teach you a little bit about acting, even before we go on to this. By that I mean, I notice in this one student who gives me so much teaching experience because he's so impossible. What happens is when he has to do something, when he has to say, "Uncle, don't fight with my partner," or he says, "Come on, Mac, stop picking fights with him," just fairly a little bit amused, at the way this other man is insisting on something. What happens is instead of going, as I've just begun to teach you right here, instead of going right to the word, "Come on, Uncle, stop that." See, instead of going to the word and being connected to both the breath and the feeling or the idea of what behind the word, instead of doing that, actors will do this. They'll go, their faces will, they'll make an effort to feel this thing. Mm-hmm. And they'll go, "Oh, come on, Uncle, don't do that." You see? So what they're doing is really disconnected from the place where things do happen. So, you see, so that's why the acting example right here is so perfect for us. In everything that you do, you start right from the word. Or if it's a gesture, a wordless gesture, you start right from the breath to the gesture. Like, don't, if you want to say, no, hey you, hey over there. So it's, my finger is pointing and my breath is moving through the body. So that the mind, the breath, and the gesture are integrated. Hey you, stop that. You see, there isn't anything that we can do that starts outside of our own bodies, either in the fingertips or the elbow or the ear or the eye or the eyebrow or the word. This is our universe, head to toe, and about as far out as we can reach in terms of the sort of spread of our energy. And it all begins with this little tiny thing that I'm teaching you.
I can see that.
That's exciting. Good. So we'll take this moment now, and then we'll extend it into an acting thing. Go ahead, try. Don't work too hard, dear. Keep it going.
Blah, blah.
Okay. Now I don't want so much concentration on it. It's for something that is like ABC. Watch me write with my finger in space ABC. Watch this. I'm going to take a breath. Did you see it? Now watch me do this exercise. See, there was no hesitation, was there? I didn't have to stop and be sure I made the A. Mm-hmm. Be sure. It was just A, B, C. Now watch this. Blah, blah. A, B, C. Mm-hmm. That's first write in space with your finger. Yours is a little more elaborate than mine. Your writing is, you know, really, I mean, you really have style when you write. It's a renaissance. Yeah, yours went like this, A, B, C. I like it a little simpler.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just the letters. Oh, it's hard for you to do it, so do it naturally. Do it even with flourish.
Okay.
That's all. Okay. Did you see there was no break in between?
Yes.
All right, now do it. Now do that little three thing.
Blah, blah.
That's what I want. Did you feel it? And I want you to do it again, because I want the blah, blah at the end to sit even a little more comfortably. See, I felt this time that right as it was, it was a little rushed, all of it.
Okay,
and that's a problem we had at the beginning, do you remember? The rushing.
Mm-hmm.
So, watch this. Blah, blah. Did you feel like, you know, there was a rhythm to it? You know, that the wind blows through the leaves, the waves move out onto the shore. That's the way the breath in your body should move.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Blah, blah.
Did you feel that you were a little more with the breath?
Yes.
And that you weren't ahead of it?
Mm-hmm.
So this business of being ahead of it is like what my actor was doing when he was ahead of the word. So that when you act ahead of your actual sense of it, your actual feeling of it, then you're not acting right. You don't believe yourself. And you're uncomfortable during the whole performance. And the point is, you're afraid. The reason one does this is that one is afraid it won't happen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, the other night, I watched The Brain on television, last night maybe, and I've been watching that because I know so little about anything really, other than teaching acting. I don't know anything. So I thought, oh, I have to watch this. And what I'm trying to teach myself, and also to teach you, is this. There are parts, as it said on TV, parts of the animal brain that have nothing to do with willpower, with civilization, with culture, with art, nothing. With the imagination, nothing. They work by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it's beyond us. You know, and that's what makes you think, well, maybe there is a God, or,
right,
you know,
maybe.
I mean, what was that, you know, that did that? I mean, if I'm not doing it, and my teacher isn't doing it, then who and what, you see? Okay, we, as actors who, in learning techniques, have got to learn to do so much. Now, listen to what I was saying, soften in the throat, you know, let the chest float out when the air comes in. All of that is, you know, is our soft willpower to make something happen. See, I'm going to ask the guy about the soleus muscle again, whereas, and over the weekend, I've been walking, lengthening this muscle in the thigh. I won't let it shorten. When it lengthens, for some reason, I don't lose my balance. My feet don't go cuckoo. You know, it's exciting. Over and beyond what we do, there is something that happens in spite of us. You know, I am a mere twit in the universe. I hate to admit it, but I am. So, one thing about breath and the way it's going to come back into the body is beyond you or me. See, it's the last day of your life. The breath won't come into the body. But today it will. So what you have to learn is, if you just let it out, which is simple, you don't even need technique for that. If you let it out without doing anything, your breath is going to come back into your body. And that's what you have to trust. And we keep doing the same damn tiny little exercise over and over again, because if you don't trust it now, you're not going to trust it in a more complicated, you know, situation in a play. So what I'd like is, for now, suppose you really blew it out and did nothing. Okay? What would happen? And I think we've really got to find the parameters of that. So, let the air come out and do nothing. Okay? Let's see what happens. That's all, and don't blow it out all the way. Do nothing. Feel the air coming back in?
Yes.
Okay. Did you see how easy that was?
Uh-huh.
That's the point. So, see, if one could, in acting, know that if I say the words, the author has done one third of the work. By writing these words for me and my saying those words, it then, it's, I don't want to say the word sets up, it then creates a certain feeling inside. So I don't have to work for the feeling. What all I did was just say the words, and because I was connected to them, then my mind felt the importance of what I was saying, and my body registered, let's say, the urgency of what I was saying. That's all you have to do. So in a sense, you begin with just that breath and saying the words. So this is what we're learning, really, right now. I'd like you to do that again, and I'd like you to breathe twice. So it'll go and do nothing, and when the air comes back in again, do and do nothing. That's the idea. Did you see how easy that was?
Yes.
See, that parts of this will work by themselves. We have nothing to do. All we have to do is know it.
Yeah.
To be aware that, one, I have to work with breath moving through my body. See, that's our job, to know that.
Just to know it.
Just to know it.
Because I think I get hung up on knowing it and then paying attention.
And making sure.
And then making, and then feeling, and then paying attention, so that then I'm doing something. When I'm not wanting to do anything, I'm only wanting to pay attention, but then I'm paying.
Exactly. Yeah, very, very complicated.
Yes.
So
the line is...
Okay. Now, this is the technique that I can teach you, is that the mind can direct, just as we can direct from the soleus muscle, from the shortened to a longer muscle, so the mind can also, when the breath comes back into the body, just imagine it going right up to the corners of the mouth. Up to now, you know, when the breath came back into the body, it sort of came somewhere, you know, around the earlobe, and that was the way you spoke. But now we really are seeing to it that that thing over which we have no control does really get directed up here, because we're getting it started towards the word. Now this time, look, watch me. I will do nothing but just be aware that I want it to come right into here. So I'll do this. Did you feel it? It went right up into there. That's all I want. And do nothing, but just know it. And see what happens. Now this is experiment. Now make a mistake. Big deal. Say, well, let's see, where did you make the mistake? Ah, I get it. I did this or I did that. That's fine. So that you'll make so many mistakes till the end of the hour, you'll say, there are no more mistakes to make. Mm-hmm. And now you've got it.
Right.
So this time, just direct the thought. It's like a feather. You see a feather flying, and it's as though you had power to say, feather, fly there.
Uh-huh.
And that's what it does. Try. Yeah. Okay, it's the first mistake. Make another one. Stop. Okay, stop, dear. Because everything is going wrong.
Yeah. It's...
All right, this is what's happening. Everything got... I could tell that the throat got tight because I could see it in the lip corners.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Whereas up to now...